are here in basking in the afternoon glow of the 2017 MAX conference, put on by the fine folks at the Northwest Credit Union Association, and we are here with PSEU's very own Andrea Rusnak. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, I'm awesome. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well.
So
yeah,
we're seeing each other in all these circuits lately. It must be conference credit union time.
It's like a weekly or weekly thing. So we're pretty stoked to have you back in
Thank
the studio
you.
Lounge.
I'm yeah. ecstatic to be back and love to be asked to be back. And I always have a great time on the show, and you're always
you.
Fun. So thank you
well,
for
we,
having me.
We aims to please.
Yeah,
we
I do a great job.
And thinking and talking about pleasing, how has the conference been for you guys so far?
It's been really good. So this morning I was lucky enough to get on stage and open for a couple minutes.
Oh.
And we actually, PSU did a sponsorship, and we were able to get the keynote speaker this morning, Anders.
And is he the futurist guy?
Yes.
Okay,
he's
good
fantastic.
Yeah.
We've had him at a conference before at our annual meeting. He's always great, very dynamic, energetic. Mm-hmm. As you could see, if you got a chance to see him, he's just a fun guy, and he has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
So it was great to be part of that.
Yeah, I heard there were a lot of really cool takeaways from that.
There were, absolutely.
Anything stand out for you from that one?
He kept talking about transformation and that credit unions really have to start thinking differently. He put up a slide and talked about, okay, how long did it take you to get to this asset size with this many members? Mm-hmm. And a couple people would kind of raise their hand. Mm-hmm. Maybe it took them 50 years. These fintechs have done it in 6 to 7 years and have gotten 300,000 members. So credit.
Is that SoFi?
Yes.
I've heard stories about SoFi.
Yes, SoFi.
So millions of people in 6 months or something like that.
Exactly. So he said, what are credit unions doing? Are you watching the fintechs? Are you keeping an eye? You need to keep a pulse because things are rapidly changing and credit unions don't want to get left behind.
Oh my gosh, that's one that we'll be talking about a lot in 2018.
Yes.
I'm sure. Hey, the topic at hand that you want to talk about, which is very important, one, women's leadership.
Absolutely.
And actually, and coincidentally, the Global Women's Leadership Network is here, and I think they're launching their sister society
they
or something
are.
Like that. So you want to talk about
Absolutely.
Women's leadership and then PSEU's role
Absolutely.
And what you experienced at the Global Women Leadership extravaganza that
Yeah, it's a great segue.
Yeah.
So Global Women's Leadership Network, for those viewers that may not be familiar with it, men or women can join.
Oh, I didn't know the men could go in. Oh, wow. Okay.
So we need to have you at a meeting, Mike. I'm going to challenge you to come.
Count me in.
Okay, I'm taking you. Southern California, we're going.
That's right.
But men or women can join, anybody at the credit union, so you don't need to be at the C-suite. So I think a lot of people think you have to be a C-suite.
Yeah,
no, this
yeah.
is to get everybody ingrained
Uh-oh.
To provide leadership, advocacy, mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's a great opportunity, great organization. PSU has been partnered with them for several years.
Mm-hmm.
They started back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
They're now at over 42 chapters.
Wow.
And they just announced this week, congratulations up to the Pacific Northwest, they now have 6 new chapters they're starting.
Goodness gracious.
So they're wow. off and running into the races. So I sat in this afternoon on Kaylin's presentation
mm-hmm.
from World Council. She was
mm-hmm.
great. And Samantha Paxson
mm-hmm.
from Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steven Stapp from Unitas also did
yep.
a shout out and talked
yep.
about World Council and Vienna and what we're doing. But really, I think the important thing is that if you're not involved, why aren't you getting involved?
Right.
We all know that women play a key role in the credit union space.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50% of buy-in decisions in the U.S. today are made by women.
Mm-hmm.
And over 70% of credit unions are made up of women.
So that's a big number.
We need to have a seat at the table.
Exactly.
So that was this morning's message, or this afternoon's message was, we need to have a seat at the table. We need to get involved. We need to make sure that we're making there's opportunities available for women
mm-hmm.
and also for men.
Mm-hmm.
We need that gender balance.
Okay.
We need those within our organizations, the diversity, the perspective. And that's really why PSU has gotten behind it. We have our own initiative internally with doing advocacy efforts, promoting women's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a committee that meets on a monthly basis, and we talk about issues that are facing in the industry. What are we doing about it? Supporting different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Societies is a huge part of that. So
mm-hmm.
we're a platinum sponsor for Global Women's.
Mm-hmm.
We support all the sister societies. So for a credit union perspective, they can go to any meeting across the U.S. for free. They don't have to pay for it. So why wouldn't you want to go to a lunch or a dinner and get some networking?
No-brainer.
Great speakers, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm lucky to get to participate and get to lead those efforts for PSU.
What is the sister society? Is that just kind of a division of the Global Women's Leadership, or
like a chapter?
Okay.
So I think for credit unions, it's easier to say it's almost like a chapter in your area. So in California, for example, we have several chapters.
Mm-hmm.
We have some up in Northern California, and we have some down in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
down by us.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on where you're traveling to, maybe there's a meeting coming up in your area, you can go to that,
mm-hmm.
or you're at the conference this week, and if there was a sister study meeting, you could take advantage and go to see one of those speakers.
Or if you're in Vienna last summer, you could go there.
Where we were.
Yeah. So we've, what a coincidence.
We've been really lucky this year because we've been able to do a bunch of different things, whether it was going to Vienna, supporting the World Council. We worked with CUNA earlier this year in June. We did the America's Credit Union Conference. We did a women's leadership forum over the weekend. Fantastic event.
Yep, heard about that.
And then we have the big one that's coming up next month is Executive Readiness Summit, and it's going to be in Chicago. It's the first one that's been done.
Nice.
So it's really kind of pressing breaking news. It's brand
Scoop.
New.
Scoop.
Yeah. So it's going to be really great. We've got some great speakers coming and just really wonderful to be a part of. I've met some fantastic people throughout the years through this organization. Right. It's nice to really promote how do we get people to the next level. Mm-hmm. And people maybe not know the people they need to connect with. So I think it's nice when you have other leaders that you can reach out to and say, hey, I have an opening at my credit union. Mm-hmm. Andrea, you meet different people all the time.
Yeah.
Who do you think might be a fit?
Yeah.
Or who could we leverage for a speaker?
Yeah.
So it's those kind of opportunities.
Networking.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about, in our business, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships are key.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to ask you an obvious question.
Sure.
What's the importance of all this stuff? I think we all know the answer, but I want to hear it from you.
My personal opinion, and it may not be PSU's, but my personal opinion is that for me and my professional career, if I didn't have these opportunities that I have now, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Okay.
It's really shaped my career. It gave me a foundation, and it gave me mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that when I initially started out in my credit union career,
mm-hmm.
and this really provided that avenue to leverage public speaking, leverage mentoring, leverage presentations, communication styles,
mm-hmm.
emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
All those pieces are key in anybody's business. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why not leverage and absorb and take it all in and be a sponge?
Right.
And now you can be a mentor to somebody, right?
Absolutely. And I'm already mentoring people within the organization today.
Okay.
So I've had people reach out to me that are not even in my region
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, I've heard you speak. I know you've been working with so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard you help them maybe get a job because you knew someone. So for me, that's the best way to give back. Our community is all about giving back and serving.
Yeah.
And to me, it's a service, and I'm happy to do it and happy to be a part of it.
The word upside comes to my brain as you're talking.
Absolutely.
There's so much upside to this.
There's absolutely an upside. I mean, there's so many wonderful people involved in this organization across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and even international
mm-hmm.
that I've met that I would never have met had this organization not brought people together to say, what do we stand for? What are we trying to do? And let's make an impact, not just globally
mm-hmm.
with the international projects, but on these sister societies.
Mm-hmm.
They all do community projects.
Mm-hmm.
So for our chapter up in San Francisco, we focus on how do we give back? And so recently, unfortunately, all the fires in Northern
mm-hmm.
California, those hit us hard.
Yeah.
So what did we do? Last week, we actually had a chapter meeting. We did it with the El Camino chapter and the San Francisco Women's Leadership Group.
Mm-hmm.
Every donation we took, we went right back to the fund.
Good for you guys.
For the local members and for staff. And so those are the things I say,
mm-hmm.
why do it? Because it makes a difference and
indeed.
It helps.
Yeah, that's very impactful stuff. What are some goals? Obviously, you want to get more people involved in this because it creates more opportunities. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
What are goals in your mind?
My personal goals are to get more men involved.
Okay.
And so maybe it's awareness. So platforms like this are fantastic.
Yeah, I had no idea men could be involved. I mean, I think, yeah, so I'm like,
and
okay, light bulb goes on.
That. We welcome that. It's not just women, rah, 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 hear us roar. We want to have our men counterparts there. And so every meeting I go to, I challenge the people in the room, bring a male colleague with you. Bring somebody either from your credit union, another credit union, someone you've done business with. Let them see what we're about so that they can bring it back to their credit union or their partner and say, why aren't we getting involved? Why don't we sponsor it? I saw today probably 10 men in the room and we had a sold out room and probably maybe 60, 70 people in there. 10 men, that's great.
Yeah.
That's more than we probably have had before.
Right, right.
So even the next big one, which is the
You'll have 20.
One, is going to be after GAC, the breakfast.
Oh, okay.
So we would love to have you there.
I'm inviting you.
So.
Okay, thank you, Andrea.
I'm inviting you.
Count me in.
Absolutely.
So. Well, and I think you nailed it on the head, too, earlier when you said balance.
Right.
You got to have a balance with
all
this stuff.
And it makes a difference, right? We know that we all have similar challenges. It might be different for me than it is for a male, but we all have those challenges. So let's work together and let's corroborate and let's find solutions and strategies together.
Very nice.
And so my personal goal is to get more men involved and just more awareness about it in general and that anyone can join and we welcome the opportunity to have them in.
Yeah, I think this is going to grow exponentially, especially next year. So very cool stuff. Anything else to add before to kind of wrap up here?
I just wanted to say thanks for the Northwest Card Association for even offering to have this as a session that may not have been top of mind, but it's getting awareness and it's getting excitement. So thank you for offering it. Thank you for bringing in some great speakers today and really letting us be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Cool.
Great message to end on, Andrea. Thank you
so much.
Well done, as always. You always knock it out of the park. Good job.